it's seen him a treifa. Just like we find a regular animal that's a treifa. Sheshchitos the mitaros, but you make a shchit on the treifa when it's alive. The animal has no tumas nevela to shchit, even though it's not matter, it's bachila. But our call point of the apsukim to say the tumas nevela goes off is that shchit to behema titor esayver here also. When you shechted the mother, avada the shchit of the mother helps with the uber the yad that's outside, even though there's nissa treifa on it, but there'll be no issa ever minachai, no tumah will be chal on it. On this omelim, Rabbi Meir says betachom no. Omelim, Rabbi Meir, lo yim tira shchita treifa. You know what the shchita of a treifa is? Metayer, oisa, dover, shagufay. Because it's gufay. If the animal itself is a treifa, and you make a shchita on the animal itself, so shchita is metayer, it medein avela. But over here, titra is the aver, dover, shena gufay. But here, this yad that's taken out of the animal, it's not the behem itself. It's only the uber, it's the fetus's hand. And since that's outside the name now, the shchita of the mother is not mitari, medein avela. That's the machlokes Remei in the Chachamim. If when this yad is outside, the shchita of the mother is still up to mitari, medein avela, yes or no? Elie Moore says, minayin, how do we know the yisoid? Le treifa, regular behem, that's a treifa. She shchitoso, mitarosa, how do we know this from? Someone says, behem like this. Behema tmeya surah bachila. Listen, a behema tmeya is also teeth. Af treifa surah bachila. Who are din a behema treifa is also bachila. If so, why don't I say, ma behema tmeya, ein shchitos metarosoi, if you shech the behema tmeya, if you shech the chazir, it still has tumas nevela on it. So why don't I say the same svarom, af treifa, the same thing, you shech the behema treifa, let it to the reno shchitosoi, it shchitos not be metar, medein nevela. Like, how do you know to say it is Matayr, the Churin Svar? She says, it's not Matayr. The Rosh says, yes. Lo yimamato. The behema tumeya, shlohoisla shasa kosher. Behema tumeya, like a pig, never had a shasa kosher. It was never had to shkita chal on it. But to yama betrayfa, here a behema, when it was first born, it was a kosher behema. There was a had to shkita chal on it. So behema treifa, shlohoisla shasa kosher. So therefore, it's a Svar to say that since the shkita in the beginning would help to be matvit vachila, even though now it became a treifa, it remains, but the issa treifa, but the shchita still helps at least to metai medein avela. That's a chakir of the pshat, is really the shchita helps 100%. Just the issa treifa that's chal doesn't go off. But even if you learn, no, the shchita cannot help negeto het rachila, but our kolpon negeto het the tumah does help. The Mishnah says back, the Chumdi said back, Tevlucho mashivasa, take back what you brought here. Hare, what's going to be, Hare, shenol the treifa min abete minayin? According to your svar, though, it's still a kasha. What's going to be if a behema was born a treifa? So it never had a heter shchita l'achila. So how do we know to say in such a case that the shchita is metar medein avela? Minayin. So Gemara says, the Mishnah says like this. Lo yimamata v'behema tzumeya shekein ein b'mina shchita. There it says by a pig, there's no pig that has a heter shchita at all. So therefore, a shchita does not help at all by a pig, by a behema tzumeya. And therefore, when a behema tzumeya dies, even through a shchita, it has tumas nevela on it. But the Toyama, the Treifa, by Behema Torah, that's the Treifa now, Shiesh B'mina Shchita. This ox right now, too true as a Treifa, was born a Treifa. But there are other oxes that are not Treifas. That Shchita does help on them. So since the Shchita helps on this Min, it's a Svar to say that the Shchita takes off all Tumas Nevela of this Min. Mastilias Ben Shmoy Nechai, Ein Shchitos Mitarosvay, Levi Shein B'mina Shchita Enechnami. If a Behema has an 8-month-old baby inside, then Shmoy Nechai, that ain't Shchitos Mitaros, there's no way now the Shchita should be Matarit. So Nechai, in such a case, if it's born, if you made a Shchita on the mother, and you find inside the Uber a Shchita of a Ben Ches, and a Chnami there won't be Muta. Rashi says, the means of a Ben Shmoy Nechai, a baby 8 months old that lives, Shenolit, it's born from a Behema Chaya, from a live Behema. So in Lona Behema Latar, this Behema, even though it's called the Treifa now, here, make a Shchita on it, will not be Matar Medein Avela. Because this Taka Ben Ches never has Heta Shchita. There's no Heta Shchita on this Behema. Because the locker is of a Ben Shemayn, it's sitting like a mace anyway. So again, if you have this Behema, the regular Behema that gave birth to an 8-month-old baby, even though the baby now is living, still it has locker like a mace, and therefore if you shecht it right now, not only does the shchita matter with bachila, then it's going to have a tumas nevela also. Because in this uber, even this min never has a heter shchita. Therefore, here in Echnami, here taka, it would remain with its tumas nevela. But otherwise, other behemoths, even though they're born a treifa, since b'mino it has a heter shchita, therefore shchita helps on a treifa to take off the tumas nevela. Yeah, now the Gemara says like this: Amai tumas based astorim he. So Rashi explains the Gemara's question is: what does the Mishnah say that bosaru uber tomei? Again, the case where the uber stuck out his hand, and then the case says you made a shchita on the mother. And after you made a shchita on the mother, then you cut off the hand of the uber. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, the Meir says, "Ha boss is magen avela," meaning the boss of the rest of the uber is tomei, because it's like touching this piece of hand that's cut off, and the hand is called an eva min achai. When it's cut off, it has tumor on it. So therefore, now when you cut it off, it's mitama the rest of the uber. So Gemara's question: am I? Tumas based a storm he. Like, where did this hand ever really touch the uber? The hand was attached to the uber. Now, when it was attached, even though the hand is outside, it has tumas nevela on it. For the ma'isa, when it touches it to the rest of the meat, it's attached. It's based a storm. It's like hidden. You don't really see the attachment there. And we know a tumas, a maga based a storm of hidden is not matama. That's why if you touch inside the body, it's not matama you. Based a storm. So why do we say in the Mishnah that when this hand is cut off, the rest of the uber is a magen avela? Where did it touch the hand? It's only attached when it's attached. It was only touching when it was attached, and that's the chibra of Vesas Dorim. Rashi says, Shein Aniri, you can't see where it's attached. And that's the klal, l'kaim l'masech t'nido, l'lei metamei. Zumara says, l'chura l'lei melet seire mei letamei. Rabbi Mei in the Mishnah, it says, when he cut off this hand of the uber that's outside, it's metam, the rest of the uber with the tumas maga of maga nevela. The chura goes according to a mele shitosai l'taymei. The tanan went to the mission came like this: shloisha shloisha. If you have a beged or a mat that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, that's royal medrus. That's fit for somebody to sit on it, and if a zav sits on it, has tumas medrus on it. So if you have a beged, a piece of material that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and a zav sat on it, therefore it has too much zav on it, has too much medrash zav on it. So now shenechlak, it divided up, you cut it in half, so torah mina medrash, the too much medrash goes off it, because it's not fit anymore for medrash, it's not 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim anymore. Avol tomei maga medrash, but the too much maga medrash it has, divrei Rabbi Meir, as long as it's 3 etzbois by 3 etzbois, it's still called the kli to makabel tumah. Therefore it's called like a maga medrash, as if this kli now, when it's broken, when it's torn in half, it's like touching the medrash itself. That's the words of Rabbi Meir. Now, Vitani, we learned on this Mishnah that Omer Rabbi Yosef Yersi says, V'chi b'yeza medrash nogazeh, where did this piece touch a medrash? Like, when it was attached, this 3 by 3 tefachim, it was tatumas medrash, true. But now when you cut it in half, it's not 3 by 3 anymore. So where exactly is it touching each piece, the other piece that you can see the touching? When you cut it, as you cut it, you don't see the touching anymore. When it was attached, it was the base of stone. So why is it called the maga nevel? Why is it called the maga of a tumas medrus on it? So Mar says, the base explains, Elo, shiv noga boy zav, shiyetama maga zav. It just means to say that if a zav touches this piece of material now, so even though it doesn't become a medrus anymore, because it's not the shear, it's not 3 by 3 tvachim, but since it's at least 3 by 3 its boys, it is makabel tumah like a rishon l'tumah. And lavit m'olah, didn't we learn upon this? And Amu Ula says that loy shonu means where does Rabbi Yosi argue on Rabbi Meir? Now, according to Rabbi Meir, the fact that you cut it in half, it itself becomes a maga medrus. In other words, that it's touching the medrus itself, even though it's a base of storim. But that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that since it was touching before, it was cut off. Now, when it's cut off, it's still, as it's cut off, it's considered like it's touching it. That's Shana Mishnah also. That when the yad of this uber is cut off, as you're cutting it off, it's considered like it's off and touching at the same time. Therefore, the boss of the uber is called a maga nevela. So now, Ula says like this, Lashana, where's the machlokes of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Meir? Ela, shloisha, shloisha, shenechlak. Only if it started out to be 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and now was divided in half. So Rashi says, the lek of the main of the Shas Perushon, you can't say when you cut it off now, like one piece has tumas medrus on it, and the other piece is makabel maga because of that. Because since both pieces now are less than 3x3, there's no tumas negris here. That's where it's a machlokes that Shlura Meir says it is tame, and Rabbi Yossi says no. But what's going to be avu sholosh shal sholosh? You have a piece of beggar now, the 3x3. How boys the beggar godol that you tore it off from a bigger beggar, and that bigger piece of material had a tumas negris on it. So when you cut off this piece off it, the big piece still has tumas negris on it. Then they both agree that the Shas Prisosam Yaviyam, the Kabbalah Tumam Yaviyam, that the time when you cut off this small piece of Begid from the big piece of Begid, since the big piece, even now after it's cut off, still has a shear of 3x3 Tochim, it still has a shear of Tumas Medrus, so the smaller piece that's being torn off has a Tumas Maga Medrus. So you see, when you're cutting it off, it's still like it's often touching the same time. And so, Hanami, the same thing in our Mishnah also, the Shas Prisosam, Meyever, at the time when you're cutting off the hand, off the uber, Mekabel Tumah Meyever. The uber, yes, is Mekabel Tumah from the Eiver. When you cut off this yad, it's considered Bishash, you're cutting it off, they're both, it's like off already, and it's still like touching it. See, if it has a shame maga, the uber itself is like touching this piece of yad that's off, and this yad now is Chaz Alocha of Eiver Menachai, has Tumas Nevela on it. Therefore, Rav Meir Shita in the Mishnah that the Uber also has loch of a maga nevela. Sapshana Mishnah Rav Meir goes to Shitosai. That he knows when you cut something off, Bishash, you're cutting it off, it's also considered like it's touching. Ravina says like this. Beged, lav lechaticha koi. Could be no. Beged is not meant to cut off. Therefore, we don't consider it cut. But Uber lechaticha koi. Uber, even when the hand's attached, it's aimed to be cut off. And therefore, whenever anything that's aimed to be cut off, it's considered like it's cut off already. So here it's better in the Mishnah. Could go according to everybody that this yad, when it's outside, since it's aimed to be cut off, we consider like it's off already right now. And therefore, it's considered like it's nageya zeb is there, a piece that's off already. Therefore, when the Mishnah says that later, when you cut off this hand, it's mitama, the rest of the uber, it could be going according to everybody. But that's the halacha, kolay mit lachta, echiz kachotach dami. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph on top. So the last Gemara again, we're trying to answer Psham the Mishnah. Again, that the Mishnah says, when the Uba put out its hand, and then you made a Shechita, and after you made the Shechita on the mother, now you cut off the hand. So the Mishnah says, according to Rabbi Meir, that the rest of the Uba is considered a Maga Nevela, that the buster of the rest of the Uber is Tomei. So the question was, how was the Uber Tomei? Because it touched this yad, even though the yad outside is called like an Eivah Minachai, it has Tumas Nevela on it, the Chura did not touch the buster. When it was attached, it was a Tumah, it was a Mag of Beis Astorim. That's not Metamei. So first thing I want to say, it goes according to Rabbi Meir, and then we say, no, it goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that the pshat is that when you cut off the hand, at that time, when it's like detached already, at that time also it's considered like it's still touching the rest of the uber. Therefore, there was a mago when you cut it off, when you slice it off, it is still touching. Therefore, at that time it's called a maga. Therefore, the uber is tummy. The last test was that Ravina said no, that beged lav lechaticha koi, but uber is lechaticha koi, but the uber here that has its hand sticking out, it's aimed to cut it off, or the klaus aimed to cut off, to cut the uber into pieces. If so, here we say the svara of a choloi mid lachtach is kechotach dami. We consider like it's cut off already. So according to Ravina, even when the hand is still attached to the uber, it's also being metame the uber. And after you make a shechita on the mother, and now it's still in the mace, it could be makabel tumah, so the yad, even though it's still attached to the uber, and even though really it looks like a base of stone, like a detachment is inside, you can't see it, but since the klal is koloi mid lachtach, it's kechotach dami, it's still like it's cut off already. Rashi says, v'rei neigin zebezeh, it's still like the yad is off already, it's still touching the uber right now, therefore, the uber, the Mishnah says, the uber is tummy. So now the Gemara says,